Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God for another wonderful day. We bless God for His mercy and His love over our lives. We thank God for His divine protection. We thank God for His wonders upon our destiny. We appreciate the glory of God over our lives. We appreciate His hand of mercy. We pray that God will continue to fight our battle for us in the name of Jesus. Heaven will declare His power over our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are welcome to this prophetic decree. We are welcome to this broadcast. You are welcome to the 10th day of the month of January, year 2021. We bless the name of the Lord for how He has been so faithful. We bless the name of the Lord for His grace and mercy over our lives. We pray that God will do greater work in the life of everyone listening to me in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life today, God's power, God's glory shall cover your life in Jesus' name. Every battle confronting your destiny shall expire. Every rage of the wicked against you shall scatter. The power that gathered together to make your life wretched, that power shall be disgraced. The arrow fired against you shall go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, associate yourself together, O ye people, and thou shalt be broken to pieces. Every evil association against your destiny, evil association against your glory, evil association against your family, evil association against your moving forward, I command that association to scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the association to scatter in the name of Jesus. I command the association to scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who gather against you under the water, those who gather against you in the shrine, those who gather against you anywhere, I pray that the thunder fire of God shall set them ablaze in the name of Jesus Christ. God Almighty shall defend His interest in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So a few days ago, I've been talking about dangers of eating in the dream. And I thank God for as many people who have been able to get this broadcast. I bless the name of the Lord for a lot of testimony. We thank God for that deliverance that God has given to many, many people. And I pray that this, your deliverance, shall be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What I need to tell you today is that you must learn how to invest in your spirit man. Your spirit man must be on fire to be able to combat the wickedness in this last day. Your spirit man must be on fire. Your spirit man must be strong. As you are building your physical body, you must also build your spirit man. You must build your spirit man by the word of God. You must build your spirit man by pleading the blood of Jesus on your spirit man. You must build your spirit man by speaking in tongues. You must build your spirit man by praying aggressively. You must build your spirit man by being in an environment where things of God are done. You must build your spirit man by listening to anointed messages like this. You must build your spirit man by making sure that you are fasting, you are making fasting your habit. This will help you. If you learn how to fast regularly, if you learn how to pray regularly, if you learn how to plead the blood of Jesus on your spirit man, if you learn how to be in the environment of the children of God, if you learn how to praise God and worship God, if you learn how to exercise faith on anything you are doing, if you learn how to read the word of God, meditate on the word of God, study the word of God, if you create a time to listen to the voice of the Lord on a daily basis, if you learn how to keep short account with God, your spirit man will be on fire. Then if you have received the baptism of Holy Spirit, that will make it very strong. You need to move further to receive the baptism of fire. And you live a holy life, your spirit man will be on fire. Your spirit man will be strong, because in the realm of the spirit, it's your spirit man that operates. Don't forget that we are spirit beings. Don't forget that in the realm of the spiritual, the spirit man is the one that is confronting. The spirit man is the one that is fighting. The spirit man that is the one that is alert. At the time when we sleep at night, our body is resting, but our spirit man is active. Therefore, that spirit man must be built. That spirit man must be trained. That spirit man must be developed. You must develop that spirit man very well this year. This is year 2021. You must be on fire for God. Your spirit man must be on fire for God. Your spirit man must really be charged. The battery of your spirit man must be charged with fire, because this year is a year that we need to fight and recover. It's a year that we need to fight to regain what belongs to us. It's a year that we have to command the enemy to submit. I pray that every wickedness Targeting against your destiny shall backfire in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a year that you must command all that have been stolen from your hand to be recovered. It's a year that you must exercise dominion. It's a year that you must subdue the enemy. It's a year that you must be fruitful. It's a year that we must multiply. It's a year that every good thing stolen from your hand must be recovered. Therefore, you need to be in the presence of God this year. You need to develop aggressive praying style this year, and you need to live a holy life this year. You cannot joke with holiness this year. You cannot joke with your prayer this year. You cannot joke with your fasting this year. You cannot joke with your praises and worship this year. You cannot joke without, you cannot joke with the presence of God this year. You must always be in the presence of God. Don't forget, without the Holy Spirit backing us up, without the strength of the Holy Spirit, there's nothing we can do. I pray for somebody that is listening to me now, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will come upon your life. The incubating power of the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. In the name of Jesus Christ, get a bottle of oil and a bottle of water, and as I pray on it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that this bottle of oil shall be anointed. This bottle of oil shall carry the fire of the Holy Ghost. This bottle of oil shall carry the blood of Jesus Christ. The power that breaks the yoke of darkness shall enter to this bottle of oil. This bottle of oil or this bottle of water shall become an instrument of deliverance. It shall become an instrument of healing. It shall become an instrument for signs and wonders. As you use this oil or this water, instantly you will receive your healing. Instantly you will receive your deliverance. Instantly the power of God will come upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now, what you are going to do today is very symbolic. Take that oil and anoint the center of the room where you are now. Anoint the center of that room where you are right now. Aha. Now, decree like this. Say, this is my habitation. This is the apartment I live. Every stranger of darkness, pack your load and leave. In the name of Jesus Christ, any strange power living in this apartment with me, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, this place now is anointed by the Lord. It has become a citadel for the Lord to dwell. Right from today, the glory of God shall cover this apartment. The fresh power of God shall cover this apartment. This place become the altar of God. There shall be ascending and descending of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, this place has become the land of Goshen. It has become the apartment called Goshen. The presence of God is there. The glory of God is here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me, this apartment, sickness will not have a place here. Infirmity will not have a place here. The spirit of death will not have a place here. Will not have a place in this place. The spirit of infirmity, you will not have a place here. The spirit of sudden death, you will not have a place here. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Right from today, every evil resident in this place, pack your load, go in the name of Jesus. Pack your load, go in the name of Jesus. Pack your load, go in the name of Jesus Christ. You will need to stand up now, go and anoint the lintel of the door that leads to the apartment. The lintel of the door. That is the lintel of, if you are having 3-bedroom flat, the lintel of that very particular door that leads to that apartment. Just anoint it. Aha. Decree like this. This oil that I've placed on this lintel symbolizes the blood of Jesus Christ. As from today, I decree that this place is anointed. This place carries the power of Holy Ghost. The presence of God is here. The presence of Jesus is here. The presence of Holy Ghost is here. According to the word of the Lord, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Every evil that moves in this environment, you will not come near me. Every evil that parades in this environment,